And the results are in. Czechs have elected former Prime Minister and former head of the Social Democratic Party, Miloš Zeman, President of the Czech Republic. Ian Willoughby has this report.
Chants of long live Zeman, long live Zeman, as the newly elected head of state appeared in public for the first time since his victory had become clear on Saturday afternoon. Miloš Zeman, who in the 1990s built the Social Democrats into an election-winning force, is one of the most significant figures in post-1989 Czech politics. The former Prime Minister appeared to have missed his shot at Prague Castle when he lost the parliamentary presidential election in 2003. However, on Saturday, Mr. Zeman completed a remarkable comeback, soundly beating top 09 chair Karel Schwarzenberg by 55% to 45%. Mr. Zeman, an excellent public speaker known for his acerbic wit, succeeded in focusing attention on Foreign Minister Schwarzenberg's membership of a cabinet that has undertaken unpopular reforms. As the pre-election battle intensified, he and his backers also played the nationalist card, attempting to portray the blue-blooded Mr. Schwarzenberg as something of a foreign candidate. The prince's family was forced into exile by the communists in 1948, and his wife doesn't speak Czech. Asked at a chaotic press conference at a Prague hotel on Saturday afternoon how he hoped to bring together a society that has become sharply divided in recent weeks, the president-elect said he wished to be the head of state of all 10 million Czechs.
Nechci být prezidentem kmotrovských mafií.
I don't want to be the president of Godfather-style mafias that act as a parasite on the society and suck the blood out of its body without providing any real value in return. And being the president of all citizens from right to left and the other way around is the duty of everybody who has been elected president of the Czech Republic.
Interestingly, Mr. Zeman wasn't flanked by his publicity-shy wife, but his teenage daughter, and a popular actress who supported his campaign. Meanwhile, at his city centre headquarters, Karel Schwarzenberg, who had surprised many by making it out of the first round, conceded defeat in front of his supporters.
Já jsem strašně hrdý na můj volební tým, poněvadž
I'm terribly proud of my election team. They fought bravely but never lied or struck below the belt. For that, I would like to thank them, in the tensest moments that never happened. We kept our honor, even in this defeat. Thank you all.
President Václav Klaus and members of his family had indirectly supported Mr. Zeman, and the outgoing head of state told Czech Radio that he welcomed the outcome of the vote.
With a good feeling, I can say I'm proud of the Czech nation. I think the Czech nation didn't allow itself to be confused by an incredible media anti-campaign. I'd like to use the kind of exaggeration that has often been seen in our country and say that now, finally, love and truth have won over lies and hatred.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who had said he was backing Mr. Schwarzenberg, a cabinet colleague with gritted teeth, paid tribute to the victor's heavyweight status.
Miloš Zeman je logickým kandidátem na prezidenta.
Miloš Zeman is a logical candidate for president. Of all those who stood, he was the most natural candidate, because the post-1989 era in Czech politics has generated three particularly strong personalities: Václav Havel, Václav Klaus, and Miloš Zeman.
Mr. Klaus will step down on the 7th of March. The following day, fanfares will sound as Miloš Zeman is inaugurated in a grand ceremony at Prague Castle, which will become his home for at least the next 5 years.
Ian Willoughby reporting on the results of the Czech presidential election. Miloš Zeman defeating candidate Karel Schwarzenberg.